you know, change is great. You know, we've accepted and acknowledged we've had to change our business, and we've been working to reinvent our whole company. You know, for we reflected last week that Torsten Hines, our chief executive, has been there for a year, and we've seen a massive amount of change as we've effectively redesigned our BlackBerry platform. We've re-engineered our products, and it's all leading up to
what have you learned from Apple?
So BlackBerry is a unique proposition in terms of the proposition we've got. We've got around about 79 million customers who love the BlackBerry experience, and we're taking the essence of that BlackBerry experience and moving it forward.
Have you learned anything from the iPhone?
And this market is a great market. There's a change.
I'm just wondering, technologically, it's a pretty straight question, have you?
So you know, BlackBerry was one of the inventors of the smartphone market. You know, we've helped shape what the smartphone market is today, and we're at the bridge of a new transformation where we see it from going from mobile communications to this mobile computing world. And we saw that with our existing BlackBerries, that would not give us the power to drive this new market.
Okay, so but obviously the iPhone is your main competitor.
You all here. Learn from each other. What have you learned from the iPhone?
So the key focus around BlackBerry 10 that we've really driven to is to deliver a new, unique user experience.
So you haven't learned anything from the iPhone, you're saying?
So fundamentally,
a new, unique user experience sounds a little bit like you're reading from a press release. I'm just wondering, you all learn from each other. You all say, oh, that's a good idea. And one of the things about the iPhone, which has its faults, they all have their faults, is that it's very incredibly user-friendly, and you know, you can bounce around it. And it's so what have you learned from it?
So we've spent the last few months with BlackBerry 10 engaging our customers, our consumer customers, our business customers, the developers, our partners. And we've been interacting about what the new BlackBerry will deliver, and the feedback's been amazing around, you know, the fundamentally this.
Okay, but you're clearly not answering that question. But what about sell it to us then? You're here, so sell it to us. What are the features of this new BlackBerry that you didn't have or you won't have with other smartphones, whether it's iPhone or Samsung or whatever?
The certainly with BlackBerry 10, you know, the details are going to be out today, and we've managed to find a way to transition the essence of what a BlackBerry is about. BlackBerry is fundamentally about being the best communications device. And we've brought that forward into this new this computing world to deliver a unique user experience that will be faster and smarter. And more crucially, what matters to people that we know want a BlackBerry is that it's going to adapt for you. And we found a really unique proposition around how we transition this world of the business user and us as consumers, because we are all, like myself, you know,
we transition?
So how we can live together. So
change,
I'm a businessman, but I've also got a family man. I've got my friends. I've got my colleagues.
Yeah.
And for me, the transition between all those things is important to deliver a solution. And we've got a really special new unique capability called BlackBerry Balance, where you can deliver what you need from a business performance, or providing security and protection of your data, but also do all the things you want to do around apps and browsing and content and multimedia.
All right.
So, you know, this is a really exciting day. We've got lots of customers in the UK. We've around about 8 million customers in the UK who are excited and are looking forward to today to see what we're going to deliver.
Thank you very much for coming in. Stephen Bates, Managing Director of Research in Motion in Europe.